We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority, Macy's, Happy Shopping, Guild Mortgage, Own What Matters, and by Locker 42, your source for Aggie apparel. Live from Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, here's the voice of the Aggies, Scott Girard.
And welcome in. It's another edition of the Craig Smith Coaches Show. We're live here at Old Chicago. And we apologize for being a little late getting on air, but I'll tell you what, sometimes you make some things happen, and hopefully you enjoy the broadcast tonight. Joining us now, we'll chat with Craig Smith coming up here in a bit, Roche Grootfarm, kind enough to join us as we are live here at Old Chicago in Logan, just off 14th North, and Roche kind enough to join us after a career night for Utah State. And boy, I tell you what, it was a heck of a performance. I know that was a team that you were supposed to beat, and frankly, beat pretty handily, but you went out and you got it done and played well. Talk us through that game and how it went from your perspective.
It was a pretty good game overall. Our coaches did a really good job with the scout and, you know, putting our guys in positions to be successful. So, you know, whenever your number's called, you already know what to do. So I just, you know, took care of my opportunity and just made the most of it. So, and we came out victorious, so that's the most important.
How much fun was it for you out there, though? Getting those extended minutes and being able to play like that.
It's fun, you know. After the long process I went through with my injury and all, it's fun to see that my coach is still, they have the trust in me and they put me out there because they know I can, you know, do a couple of things. So, you know, I'm excited for that. And, you know, it was kind of a, you know, not the most competitive game, but it's still competition after all. So credit to them for coming out too and playing us, you know. They're having a great season, so I'm excited for where we're going.
You know, the other element to this, too, is that you've got a team that seemingly is coming together at a really important time, too, when you're dealing with conference coming up, because these games this week are absolutely huge for this team.
They are. We've done a good job with, you know, keeping our eyes on the prize and, you know, staying focused, not losing our focus. And when it is practice, coming in hard. So our coaches have done a good job with, giving us the plan and, the practice and the strategies to go towards this game. So we're getting prepared, we're working hard. So we had a really good practice today preparing for UNLV. So it's one game at a time, we're not looking past any team. So it's one game at a time. So we're excited.
You're spending New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, but you're not allowed to get out on the strip or anything.
Not at all. We got to stay focused. We have a job to do.
You know, the one thing that I've always admired about you, and I've always told a lot of people that have asked about you and your role on this team, you didn't play a single second last year, and I don't even know how much you were able to practice with that knee last year. But you were always the most positive. You were always the most upbeat. You were always the most supportive off the bench. Is that just kind of your DNA and who you are as a player?
It's just always the person I've been. Life stuff happens. So
yeah.
I never am the point to feel sorry for myself. And, my coaches and my teammates and, the medical staff have done a great job, support me and help me through this whole process. I didn't really start practicing until almost the NCAA tournament when I really started doing a lot of stuff to get on the court. So, it's been a long process, but with the support system that we have here at the school, it's amazing. And when you have people, including you and everything and, making you feel a part of the team, even though you can't help them on the court, it makes me happy. So I'm happy that I can, support them. And I tried to find my role in another way because I couldn't do it on the court. So, being supportive of them and, keeping them positive was, the thing that I could do for them.
And that's the thing, too. It was always fun because, that was a fun team to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I got to imagine it was difficult not being able to be out on the court a lot, but to still be supportive and positive, and it just kind of shows you who you are as a person. But let's get to know you a little bit. You and I did the show last year together, and people got to know your role a little bit. But let's talk a little bit about your role and how you ended up at Utah State and what that process was like for you.
I played high school in Marietta, Georgia. Moved to Georgia when I was about 17. Played high school through there. Got recruited to College of Southern Idaho. Played there for 2 years. Made it to the NJCAA National Championship game. And then I got, got recruited to a couple places. And to be honest, I always had my eyes on this school. I don't know why, but I think I just love the history and the tradition of this school. And that was the main reason why I came here.
All right. He's here. This is a unique broadcast as I've ever been a part of. But Craig Smith, kind enough to join us, about 2 feet away from the men's room. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Can you guys hear me in there?
There we go. We hear that.
This is awesome, though. Look at all the food we got back here, like the cake and ice cream and all the appetizers. I mean, these people out in the mainland, they don't know what they're missing back here. And we get to stand up. It's like Monday Night Football row.
Perfect. I know.
Like all the announcers it's standing like up. And
Frank Allen Dan thing. Back in the day.
Man. Yeah, exactly. I get to be Howard Cosell, though.
Yeah, there you go. We'll give you that. Hey, I want you to talk a little bit about Roche. He and I are talking. This is one of my favorite dudes on the planet. Just an overall good guy. He's been through a lot, but still just a huge part of this team and the makeup of that locker room.
Ro is as good as it gets. Roche is, obviously had to overcome the knee injury last year, but was a very integral part of our team since he's been here. And certainly last year, obviously wasn't able to play. So he looked upon himself to say, I can still make an impact, a positive impact on this team in a great way. And that guy was there. He traveled every road trip and just was such a positive influence. In his actions, in the way he carries himself. He's always a fun guy to be around. And I think he was a great mentor for a few different guys, but I always think Nemish.
Yeah.
That he was a great mentor. Him and Quinn were very, very good for Nimi. And I think that's what you do when you look at yourself and how can you impact people in a positive manner. And he does that showing up ready to go to work every single day. And that's one thing I'll say about Ro this year. Now getting on the court, and it's tough when you come back from an injury like that. Do I trust it? Is it 100%? You know what I mean? And then I'm sure there's part of you that thinks back to, man, 2 years ago, I feel like I could do way more than that.
Yeah.
But it's just the process of getting that. And I'll tell you, the last about month or so, I've really noticed Ro in practice, like making plays, you know, and I've told him more and more, like, I see, you know, like, be ready.
Yeah.
And you just don't know when that exact time is going to come, but you need to be, because I can see what he's doing on the floor. And then when he gets out there and again, he's making plays for us. And so that's exciting to see. And he's looking like he's back into what he was, right? Moving well, yeah. Trusting it, way more explosive. And
lost a lot of weight.
Lost some weight, no doubt. And
how many LBs are you down?
35.
Atta boy.
Coach O has done a great job with that.
Give me some tips later. You know, but you got a great staff, though, and that's the one thing Carl and the rest of the crew have always done such a really good job, and you can tell just kind of on the outside looking in the amount of dedication, Coach, that your staff does in making sure that guys are healthy, guys are in the right positions to be successful, and you can and that's one of the fun things about my perspective, kind of being behind the scenes a little bit, is seeing all the work that goes in to making sure these guys are in the best possible position to be successful.
Well, it takes a total team, and first of all, you better have really good character on your team in terms of your players and your coaches, but your players, and you got to have guys that want to be great and want to be special, and you have trust, right? Trust is given, mistrust is earned, and we do. We have a very good staff, whether, you know, from our assistant coaches to our operations people, and I think two people that don't get enough credit are Coach Ogden, Logan Ogden, and Carl Smith,
yeah.
Our athletic trainer. Well, those two guys are so invaluable to the success of our program, and we have two of the best around.
All right, we're going to take a first break. Ro, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Go get you some food. All right. Roche Group Farm, kind enough to join us. Coming up next, we'll chat with Craig Smith, the head coach of the Utah State Aggies. A busy, busy week coming up for Utah State basketball. We'll talk more about it coming up next here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food. You know, for the lowest prices guaranteed, come to Discount Tire and Automotive. But did you know we also offer many other services, such as oil changes, emissions, alignments, car maintenance, and much, much more. Make your tire and service reservations online anytime at webtires.net or see us at 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Welcome on back. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. All right, so let you behind the scenes here, a little bit of a technical glitch. So we're actually back in the office part of Old Chicago. People still in the restaurant are having a great time, but you and I, we got the all mozzarella sticks and all the pizza and everything back here. So,
do you think that safe is open?
Well, I don't know.
I see a huge. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't open that. That's my bad.
Hey, I got to tell you. So this is, I think, the first time my wife. And my oldest son, Landon's here, and my daughter's become a regular. It's two times in a row for her, but it's the first time she showed up, and and we get to be back here, so she can't even see me. So lucky for her.
Same with me. My wife's here too.
Is she really? Yeah. Their lucky day. It's amazing.
It's like we don't have to stare at those guys all day.
The bartender's awesome. Looking at us back here like these guys. They need to shut up.
Hey, you got a all right. So this is where the games really kick in, and I know you've already got two Mountain West Conference games under your belt, but. Now the games really, really matter. It's conference. You've got a huge one coming up on Saturday, but can't overlook UNLV. That's I know the record-wise isn't great, but they're coming to the game at 6-8, but they've got a lot of talent. They're really athletic, and they can really cause some problems for some teams.
Yeah, it's a different time of year. It's you have the non-conference, then the conference play, and then the third season is postseason play, and it's so different. You know, having two games under our belt and being 2-0, it almost feels like we stole two games. And just jump-started that way. But UNLV playing down there, it's the one place we didn't play last year in the regular season. But obviously we got three games under our belt there in the conference tournament. And they have a new coach, and they're very, very athletic. They defend very hard. They've won two in a row now to get to 6-8. They've been good at home. And so they have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. They're finally getting healthy again. They rebound 40% of their missed shots, which is a staggering, staggering number. And so we're going to have to do a great job on the glass. We're going to have to really guard the ball and take care of the ball.
A bit of a familiar sight on that bench, too.
Yeah, he was at South Dakota State for, I think, my last 2 years at South Dakota. So, and he's a Midwest guy as well, so we've known each other for quite some time.
And quite some battles, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've had some really good games. a lot of last-second games. So we're familiar with them, even though, obviously, it's his first year and a lot of different guys. But, you know, they return a lot of guys from last year's team. We understand how they coach and what they're trying to do, and they understand us as well. So, you know, let the best team win.
I was going to ask you that, too. I mean, it probably evens out because he knows you and you know him and their styles, and coaches usually kind of have a trademark of who they are, even though players kind of come and go. But I guess that probably balances each other out a little bit because of your familiarity between the two.
Yeah, it does. We're doing some different things. You know, it's just this level's different than the Summit League.
Yeah.
In terms of the style, it's interesting because certainly coaches and teams generally have a certain brand of basketball, a style of basketball, but I think different leagues have a different brand of basketball too, in terms how officials officiate the game. The Summit League was a very high scoring league as a whole. Defense was not great as a whole, and so this league is different, and there's so many different styles of play. So there definitely is a familiarity that way. You know, they're going to know some of our play calls from there because not much has changed that way, but we know a lot of their play calls because they're running some of the same stuff that they did at South Dakota State too. So at the same time, they have a totally different team. We have a totally different team than we had at South Dakota. So there's a lot of newness as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And then also too, you know, I've got to imagine this is probably the most, I mean, you only played this team one time last year, and this is probably the most unfamiliar you are with the team in the Mountain West.
It is. Them and Boise State, and we played guys, I think it was game number 9 last year at home. And there's a lot less familiarity, and obviously we didn't play them in the conference tournament. So, but we have a good feel for their kids. I think our players have a good feel for them, especially after today in practice. And I think our guys are really excited to get going into league play.
And then I've got to imagine, too, the ability for Sam to be able to take a game off. I got to imagine that helps out in a big way for him going forward for what's going to be a grind the final half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, he's a marked man every night out. The other team's best offensive player is going to guard him. He's going to get traps and banged, and he plays super aggressive getting to the foul line. And, you know, he's a fearless guy that way. So, you know, it's just been an abnormal year. I know we've touched on it some just with the injuries, with the travel, and I know every team goes through some different things, but it's just been compounded this year in a lot of respects. So Christmas break came at a great time. It was really good for the guys, I think, mentally, physically, to get away for 4 or 5 days. You know, the South Florida game, as you saw firsthand, was a very physical, rugged game. Sam fouls out, Nimi fouls out. We were able to find a way to win. And then the Florida game, I mean, Florida's insanely athletic. And that was a physical game. Blackshear was throwing us kind of all over the place. And then obviously with Nimi getting hurt, we've had to really adjust. And Bean played a lot of five down the stretch, and for us to find a way to win those two games going into the Christmas break, I think gave us a lot of confidence, gave us some positive momentum. And those two games, I think, especially the Florida game, and I do think South Florida is going to do well in their league, gave us a quality win,
yeah.
You know, if it comes down to that for, in terms of an at-large bid.
That team's going to end up a top 100 net team before it's all said and done.
Oh, for, Florida?
No, South Florida.
Oh, sorry, Florida. Well, yeah, Florida State had to go on a 15-1 run in the last 4 minutes to win that game when South Florida controlled the game the whole game.
Yeah.
So they'll make some noise. They're just too talented.
You know, and you bring up a really good point, too, because I'm walking into that game and getting prepped and starting the pregame show, and I'm looking up, and South Florida's up by 8 points, I think, with like 3.5, 4 minutes left. And then apparently the officials decided not to make a call the rest of the game, and it really kind of swung it back Florida State's way.
I didn't see any of that. I was just too busy in the locker room, you know, puking my brains out, getting ready for Florida. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't doing that. So all you guys eating your food, I don't mean to gross you out. But it's funny, the emotions that you go through, you know, before the game.
Oh,
and that's where we put a lot of value into preparation. And usually when we prep well, we usually play well.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you did all you need to do that way, and then you got to go out and perform and make the appropriate adjustments and make a few plays, and certainly we did that night.
You know, you bring up a really good point. I asked Gary Anderson about this. How often you're surprised by a game performance? Like, do you usually know, like, when you watch a practice and you see how guys are ready, you're like, you know what, we're going to play well, and usually you do. Are there ever times where you have a great week of practice and then it doesn't follow through, or conversely, maybe not a great week of practice and then the guys play better than you think?
Yeah, that happens from time to time, but I think it's – you just got to learn your team a little bit too. You know, since I've been at Utah State, it's been very clear. Like, it's almost automatic. If we practice well, we play well.
Yeah.
And every team's a little bit different, though. There's some teams that maybe you have some guys that don't show up every day ready to play, but then the lights go on and but I don't know that you can do that consistently.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but generally speaking, if you practice well, you play well. If you don't practice well and you don't concentrate and you don't put the prep in, you know, we tell our guys all the time, the best way to learn is to overlearn.
Yeah.
Right? If you're studying for a test, you better just study. And if you overlearn that stuff, you don't have to think about it. You just know. And I think that is the same type of analogy when it comes to playing. You have to earn that confidence, right? The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. And so if you're a player or a coach and you didn't put the time in, and you didn't put the proper preparation in, you're probably not nearly as confident going in.
Yep.
And so now when the rubber hits the road and all heck is breaking loose, it's a lot easier to say, you know what, I didn't put the time in. It's easier just to look the other way. But if you know you sacrificed something, whether it's the off season or all that stuff that entails, are you trying to tempt us here, Dad, with all this cash hanging out? No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of dimes and quarters and nickels.
Well, we are going to Vegas. So.
But if you sacrifice something and put everything you got into it, you're probably going to fight that much more. I use the analogy, too. Like, if you're a Utah kid, if you grew up a huge Utah State fan, and that's your dream school, it probably means just a little bit more because, like, that's your team. You know what I mean? Like I've told Sam Merrill, you know, it's over for the Saints on Sunday because the Vikings are going to take it to them. And he didn't like that comment too much.
He's a Saints guy?
Oh, he loves the Saints.
Really?
The Aints. Yep.
Wow.
He loves the Aints.
You trust Kirk Cousins in the playoffs, though?
I'm rolling with our guy, man. Let's make it happen.
All right, take a break. Come back. We continue on. It's the Craig Smith Coaches Show. Again, looking back, it's been a couple weeks since we've done this show. We look back on some of the games that have been played since then, and we look ahead to a crazy week. Of course, a big one coming up on Wednesday, on New Year's Day in Las Vegas, and then on Saturday, huge one against San Diego State. As we continue to count you down to tip-off, it's Utah State basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Discount Tire scours the competition to be sure no one beats our deals. Online or in store, we can offer you the lowest price on tires guaranteed. Save on tires for all of your vehicles, plus wheels, shocks, and more. Come see us today, 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield, or online at webtires.net.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 30% federal tax incentive, so it is now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
All right, welcome on back. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show live here at Old Chicago. Come on by, hang out with us. You may not see us right away, but you'll find us. Just gotta search a little bit.
Go where the glow is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
or to the men's room,
or the men's room, and you'll walk right into us. All right, you know it was interesting in that game against Eastern Oregon where you had every player outside of Diogo in double figures. Even Diogo almost had himself a triple double with, you know, 11 assists in that game. In a game that you're probably supposed to win and win by a pretty decent amount, you can still pick up a lot of things. And I got to imagine there's a lot of guys that can pick up some confidence from a game like that.
No question. Like, there's so many ebbs and flow of the season, and sometimes you just need to get in a groove and play and see the ball go through the basket and just defend crazy and just get the live in front of the crowd, of course. Yeah. And
By the way, great crowd, too.
It was an excellent crowd you just never know in a December 28 game, and most of the time our non-TV games are at 7 and we're playing at 2. But I thought it was a great crowd. Obviously, the herd's on break right now. Hopefully, they'll be back on Saturday in full force. But, you know, I thought it was a great game. You know, sometimes you get in those games, and I watched our game against Eastern Oregon last year, and we had some sloppy turnovers, and we just were just not great, quite frankly, especially the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes. And to play the way we did, and obviously we're a better team, and we told our guys that. Like, but that doesn't mean you still got to go out and create some momentum and respect the game. And to have 36 assists against a team where, you know, we probably could have, you know, guys could have, it's easy for guys to play more selfish and take guys one-on-one because they know they can. But to be able to share the ball and move the ball and have 36 assists was very, very impressive. And I thought we took great shots. We took rhythm shots. The ball went in the hole because we took so many quality shots. And then I thought we just really defended hard. Like, we did a lot of things very, very well in the defensive end. So that was a good game to get under our belt. The other reason we had to play that game, quite frankly, is we couldn't find anyone to play December 28th.
Yeah.
And we had to play our other non-D1 game because of an issue with the MTE back in December 10th against St. Catherine. So there was a few reasons why we couldn't get there. We thought we had two different teams locked into December 28th, and they both fell through, and so that's where we're at. So anyway, it was a good one to get in. 2019 treated the Aggies very, very well. And now we hope we can get the 2020 season off to the right start.
But again, you know, I know there's probably a lot of people that like, you know, the schedule, they look at it, and, you know, you had a huge set of home games at the beginning, and then the two non-division ones. And I think people are looking like, wow. And when I get asked that, I'm like, hey, probably one of the two hardest things these guys have to deal with are recruiting and scheduling. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you how difficult, especially when you have a juggernaut here in the Spectrum that people just don't want to go to.
Yeah, it's scheduling is always very difficult. Trust me, nobody disliked the way the schedule is set up more than me with five straight home games, which is nice early, but then we were just on the road. Felt like we were somewhat zombies there for a little stretch, quite frankly. The time in Jamaica, even though you're one spot, it's a long trip. And then you're to California, and then you're back for 2 days, and then you're back to California, and then you have the quick two home game, and now you're gone again for 6 days, and that gets to be a lot. And you got to keep those, you know, 18 to 24 year olds, you just got to keep them locked in against difficult opponents. So that was a very difficult time, and to be able to end it the way we did was good. Obviously, a very disappointing loss on December 14th, my birthday, but for our guys to bounce back from that the way we did against South Florida and Florida, I just think says a lot about where we were mentally, and you could see some improvement. We finally got some somewhat consistent practice time in, and I think you're seeing some of those results.
Had a tweet come in that somebody asked a question. When you've got two games in a week, do you peek ahead a little bit, or do you just focus on one team, and then when that's in the books, then you look ahead?
So we always have one assistant that's in charge of each scout. And so, like the UNLV game, it's Eric Peterson. The San Diego State game, it's Austin Hansen. And as a coach, we played on Saturday at 2. I got to my house at about 5, just before 5. I hung out with my family till about 6. And then I threw in I watched a couple games of San Diego State that night. And then I got up right away in the morning on Sunday and started watching UNLV. And I watched about 4 games of UNLV yesterday and another one this morning. So, you know, so you have the 3 days of prep because Sunday the guys are off, but that's a Sunday, you know, that off day is a huge film day for us as coaches. And just obviously we don't have practice. So being able to do that, and we have the 3 days, I always take that first day to watch the second opponent, because then when we get done Wednesday night and it's a 9 o'clock Mountain Time game, and then by the time you get home, it's a quick turnaround. So you better have a good staff that, you know, we talk about it, but I like to have at least a feel for them ahead of time by watching a couple games of the second opponent first and then rolling into it.
But as far as your team, it's all San Diego
State. It's all UNLV.
Or UNLV, sorry. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to avoid right there with not me personally, but with our guys. But it's, no, we don't ever look ahead that way. It is whatever opponent we have coming up next, that's the one that we are locked in on. Now, maybe if we have a week off, you know what I mean? Like in league play, we have a full week off. I think after the Nevada game, maybe if there's a quick turnaround or somebody does something really funky that maybe we hadn't seen or that we need extra time on, maybe then on like that Monday we would prepare a little bit for that. But that's a very, very rare thing.
You know, it's interesting when I prep for all these games coming up, I keep noticing, I'm like, you guys have just played more games than everybody else, too. I mean, you've really piled on, you know, at least maybe 2 or 3 more games than a lot of other teams have at this point in the season.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in playing 31 games, the full slate. You know, some coaches aren't all about that, and I get that. I guess to each their own, but I just think that the more you can get out there and compete and play, the better you get. And to put yourself in those kind of experiences are very, very important. Trust me, there was a time at this point where I was thinking, man, why did we play 31 games because of a multitude of reasons. But, you know, now it's, boom, we know where we're traveling. It's shorter. There's familiarity on both sides. And we're just fired up for league play to begin. And that was the common theme out in the restaurant. It was like, we're so fired up for Mountain West Conference play and the familiarity with it. And, you know, everybody can kind of look forward to the UNLV, you know, playing the UNLVs and the New Mexicos and San Diego States and so on and so forth. So it's exciting. I'm not sure why I keep lifting my leg, Scotty. It was kind of like, you know, I'm not sure, but I guess I got to get some stretching in.
Well, you know, we got so much room back here that you can kind of, you know, relax a little bit, stretch out and, make yourself feel at home here in this in the lovely confines of the office here at Old Chicago. Hey, if you're in the area, we'd love for you to come by and hang out with us. Old Chicago is the place to be. Great restaurant, great food. I heard you're going deep dish tonight, right?
I am going deep dish. I'm so fired up about it. I don't, you know, the first few times I had the thin crust, which is very good.
Yeah.
But I've always been a deep dish guy. And yeah. My wife, I think, is kind of, she always looks at me with her, you know, like what are you doing? That's a lot of calories. I'm like, who screw the calorie? Like, it tastes
Let's
better.
Roll.
Like,
it's just better. Like,
I mean, so I'm really fired up about the deep dish. But you can't go wrong at Old Chicago with whatever you order. I mean, whether it's the bacon cheeseburger or the, what are the pizza roll things?
Yeah, yeah.
Those things are fantastic.
Yeah, those are trouble.
Oh, addicting.
Yeah, and but I tell you what, it's probably an opportunity to come down here and knock back a couple beverages and grab some pizza, and let's have some fun here at Old Chicago just off 14th North, and we'll do it again every week throughout the course of the season. But, you know, back to the schedule, and you bring up a really good point because, you know, your plane ride, you don't really have anything over an hour and a half going forward. You know, you kind of have some familiarity with these arenas and these teams. This is the point where you can just kind of really hopefully get this team going and cruise control and no surprises the rest of the way.
Yeah, we just got to play our best and be honed in. And, you know, the other thing is you get more familiarity. Like, you're playing Wednesday, Saturday,
yes,
or Tuesday, Saturday. So you just get into a normal routine. And every other team is in the same boat now. And so, you know, things get ramped up. You know, I think generally speaking, the officiating, it's you're allowed to play a little bit more as a whole. I mean, obviously, it depends on the night. But it's an exciting time of year. You know, football is getting wrapped up. You see the college playoffs going on the other night and the bowl games and all that stuff. And it's almost that time of year where all everybody's really watching is the basketball stuff. So, and school gets back in session here in less than a week. So it really is an exciting time of year. And it's hard to believe. I was thinking back, because it was 2.5 weeks ago that we had the last radio
yeah,
show was on,
yeah,
December 12th. And I had to think, like, I couldn't believe it had been, you know, 17 or 18 days since we had done that. And that was the time where it just, everything just flies by so fast.
Yeah.
But it's an exciting time. And that's why, at the end of the day, Scotty, it's why you do radio and I coach basketball, because it's 72 degrees inside every time.
Every time.
So when it's snowing outside, you just go, let's get in the gym.
There you go.
Let's make it happen.
That's why all those Midwestern kids play basketball.
Absolutely.
<Yeah. laughs> All right. Take our final break. Come back. And there's a couple players I wanted to highlight that really come on over the last couple weeks or so. We'll talk to Coach about them. And also final thoughts on a big week with UNLV and San Diego State. It's all straight ahead. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Need tires but are short on cash? No problem. Come see your friends at Discount Tire. We offer lots of financing options. We have layaway or take advantage of 6 months no interest, AOC. But wait, do you have no credit or bad? Well, we can still help get you up to $3,000 on Snap Finance. No credit needed. 895 North Main in Logan. 110 South Highway 165 in Providence. And 728 South Main in Smithfield. Or visit us online at webtires.net.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show. Games coming up this week against UNLV and San Diego State. I know there's probably some Aggie fans that remember Donnie Tillman playing at the University of Utah. He's transferred to UNLV and right now third leading scorer on this team, averaging about 12.5 points a game, and certainly a big contributor for this team.
Yeah, he averages 6 free throws a game. He, in their double overtime win at Fresno, UNLV is 1-0 in league. He had 19 free throw attempts and made 14 or 15. Mm. So he's listed 6'5", 6'6", very strong. They post him up a lot. He can shoot the three, really drives it well. So he's a handful and a guy that we're going to have to neutralize.
And then Amari Hardy. You know, that guy, it just goes without saying with that guy. He's a tremendous athlete.
Yeah, he can really play, and he's a strong guard that plays the one or the two, can really get it going, can really put – he's a guy that puts points on the board quickly.
Yeah.
When he makes one, you know, two and three are coming behind, and he's averaging 15.5 a game, shooting 37%, gets to the foul line. So he's a guy that can make a lot of plays for himself and his teammates.
When you're playing a team that's as aggressive as they are and as physical as they are, how hard is it not to put them at the free throw line?
Well, the good news, it's hard. But the good news is, I mean, you got to have 5 guys defending the ball. But we've played a lot of teams like this now.
Yeah.
I mean, LSU, North Texas, South Florida, Florida. And those are the ones that just come to mind right away. And so we've played a lot of teams like this that are very good defensively, that are very physical, that put their head down and go. And so... that's the beauty. You know, you're 15 games in now, so you have 31 regular season games. We're halfway home, and that's the point of playing a quality non-conference schedule. And we played a very good non-conference schedule this year, and so we should be prepared for league play.
We joked about this a little bit after the game, but spending New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. But you got a good culture there. You know, you don't need to do double, triple bed checks, make sure everybody's where they need to be.
We better not need to. But, you know, our guys are a mature group, and we know what's at stake, and we got to go in there and handle our business.
Yeah, no doubt about it, too. And then, of course, the big one against San Diego State. And I know you want to keep it one game at a time, but looking ahead to that one a bit, a lot of eyes on college basketball are going to be on the spectrum for that game.
Yeah, we got to take care of business on Wednesday to make that, you know, that, and so does San Diego State, to make that, you know, what everyone's making it out to be. But they're a very good team. There's not much they don't have. They can really score it inside. They can shoot the three. They have great playmaking ability. They're very good defensively, as San Diego State always is. And they have it all. I mean, they have size. They have shot blocking. They can play smaller. They can play any which way that they want to. They have some electric guards that can get it going as well. So they have a transfer from Washington who is definitely a Player of the Year candidate right now. They have a grad transfer from Vanderbilt who we tried to get on it, who can play the four or the five, super, super skilled. And then they have a bunch of experience returning. Matt Mitchell's coming off the bench. He's lost 25 pounds and is a much better player than he was last year at this time. So should be a great environment and a heck of a college basketball game.
You know, I believe it was Gary Anderson who talked about this as well, and he used the line, and I've stolen it from him many times, but he said, you know, our team has earned the right to play in big games. And the same thing applies here. You've earned the right, and if you beat UNLV, you earn the right to play on that kind of a stage with that kind of attention.
Yeah, that's been our mantra since day one. at Utah State is everybody wants to be good, but to be good, you have to go and earn it. And you earn it by showing up ready to roll and you know, you got to not just talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And our guys have done that. And, you know, I was thinking on my flight home for Christmas all the way to Stephen, Minnesota, you know, we're in the last year and a half, we're 41-9 in 50 games. And so that's pretty impressive. I don't care what sport you're in or where you're at. That's a very difficult thing to do, but you can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. And up to this point, our guys have been able to do that.
Yeah. I was going to mention that 50 games as head coach at Utah State. 41-9. I mean, that's a really remarkable record.
Yeah, it's funny the things you really reflect. You know, you beat Florida and your emotions high, and oh, everything's amazing, right? And it's oh, and the only bad part is I couldn't talk to you after the game. I had to catch my flight, but I did catch the flight. But you just think about everything. You think about your team and your players and how we need to get them better and what we got to focus on. What are some new things we can do schematically for our team and all that? But you just think of everything. And I think it's important to really enjoy the journey. And I'm not sure how I started thinking about that part of it. But, you know, it's been a great ride up to this point. You know, we lost a great one in Derek over the holiday break. And that was tough to see that guy. We had a great tribute on the seat where he always sat, and I'll always miss those big bear hugs. And we talked about this post game the other night, but that guy was an Aggie through and through, and that was a tough one to take. But, you know, there's so many ups and some downs that go with it, and it's been a fun ride up to this point, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, I did want to bring up, too, and I know that you appreciate the history of Utah State and the history of this athletic program, another tough loss, Liddell Anderson, who was a former coach that took Utah State to two Sweet 16s and Elite Eight, and then was the athletic director for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some people around the Jazz. The Jazz used him as a scout, and they mentioned that he was a guy that said there's this point guard from Gonzaga that you ought to look at by the name of John Stockton, you know, and this guy's just an institution in the state of Utah for basketball. And he passed away yesterday at the age of 90 years old, but just a tremendous man, and prayers for him and his family too.
Yeah, our condolences go out to them. And I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but heard so many great stories and certainly read all the bio and stuff, getting ready for the job. And then afterwards, I heard his name over and over last year. But what a legendary figure in the entire state.
Yeah.
And in the basketball community, certainly. And so that's always tough when you lose someone like that. But what's exciting, you hear about his record and all that stuff, but it sounds like, without having known the guy, that was just a small part of the impact that he made on so many people in the world.
All right, so finally, keys. Again, we can kind of lump both games together. What do you need to accomplish this week to get some W's this week?
Well, UNLV, we have to rebound well. We got to take care of the ball, and then we got to guard the ball, certainly, and eliminate them. You know, we got to do our best to patrol the paint. And then San Diego State, basically, it's a lot of the same stuff. They're an elite rebounding team as well. They're very, very good defensively. And so we're going to have to really handle the ball and take care of it and not let our offense be their best offense. And I've said that quite a few times now. But we're just going to have to play Aggie basketball, and that's sharing the ball, playing together, and then make both teams earn everything that they get and make them beat us to beat us.
Coach, this is a fun one tonight. Appreciate it.
This is a moment. We should get a Christmas card with us, too, back here right now. So thanks, everybody, for coming out, and go Aggies!
That wraps it up for us. That's your Craig Smith Coaches Show. Back with you on Wednesday for a big one as we see Utah State take on UNLV and then San Diego State on Saturday. Get your tickets. Go to UtahStateAggies.com. This is Aggie Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food.
This has been the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Ford. Go further. H&R Block. Block has your back. New York Life. Be good at life. And by Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.